seen a great light. A light has dawned on those living in the land of darkness. You have enlarged the nation and increased its joy. The people have rejoiced before you as they rejoiced at harvest time and as they rejoice when dividing the spoils. For unto us a child is born, and unto us a son is given. And the government will be on his shoulders. He will be named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Eternal Father, Prince of Peace.
Yeah. Finish by singing this song. When the music fades, all is stripped away, and I simply come. Longing just to bring something that's of worth, that will bless your song in itself is not what you have required. You search much deeper within, through the way things appear. You're looking into my heart. See, I'm coming back. I'm coming back to the It's all about you, Jesus. I'm sorry, Lord, for the thing I've made it. When it's all about you, it's all about you, Jesus. Sing, King of Endless Worth. King of endless worth, no one could express how much you deserve. Though I'm weak and poor, all I have is yours, every single breath. Sing, I'll bring you more. Song in itself is not what you have required. You search much deeper within, through the way things appear. You're looking into my heart. I'm coming back to the sorry, Lord.
Sissy, sing that chorus one more time. I'm coming back.
I'm coming back to the heart of worship, and it's all about you. It's all about you, Jesus. I'm sorry, Lord, for the thing I made it. When it's all about you, it's all about you, Jesus.
God, thank you that you came to dwell with us, that right now we're celebrating the advent of your coming. Just like a king of old who is riding towards town, and we sing right now of your coming, that you are going to come and be with us. And God, we thank you that you did that. Thank you that you came and dwelt with us. You took on our flesh and dwelt with us, to identify with us, and yet you are God, and you are holy, and you are just, and you are right, and you are good. And we thank you for that, God, that you lived here on this earth, and you followed after the Father's heart in a way that we can too. And we thank you for that. And thank you, God, that we have access to your throne of grace. We have access to you, just like Jesus did when he was here on this earth. And so with that in mind, God, we come before you with our prayers and petitions. God, we just pray this morning for Sharon Gring, who's right now at LGH. She may need surgery. She has a diverticulitis. Just pray, God, that you'd be with Sharon. Be with Bill as he stands with her. Just pray that she would be healed, and that whatever the doctors do would heal her. And so, God, we just pray that you'd be with Sharon. We also pray for Randy Kania. Randy Kania is Aaron Wolney's stepfather. And Randy is facing a very big decision about going ahead possibly with a double lung transplant at the Cleveland Clinic. So we just pray, God, that you'd be with Aaron's mother and stepfather as they weigh this decision. And just pray that you'd be with Randy, that he would know your peace. We pray for Roland King, who's struggling to recover from a condition he has where he has lots of congestion. Just pray that you'd be with Roland this morning, even now, God. We also pray for the Queen family. David Queen, this is the father of Abigail McElhaney. David has been near death all week. He has a very long struggle with Parkinson's disease, many, many years. God, I pray that you'd be with David and be with the whole Queen family as they stand beside him and take care of him. And God, we pray for the De Leon family as they are coming very near to the baby's due date here on the 29th. Just pray that you be with Alicia and Daniel. Be also with the Martinezes as they have a baby coming in January, and for Mary and myself in April. Just pray that you be with all of these mothers and babies, that there would be health and life. So God, we thank you for that. Thank you that you hear us when we pray, and we know that you are near us every single day of our lives, every minute. And God, I just pray for all the things that are not written here. And be in those situations too, the things that weigh on people's hearts that they know of but are not printed. And with all that we pray in your name. Amen. Amen. All right, some last minute announcements. All right, well, welcome, everybody. It's good to have you all here at Zion. This is a very exciting morning, as Steve said. We're glad to have you all here. I don't know all of you, but many of you I do. You're familiar faces. So I'm going to jump into the announcements here. The new playground is ready for use, and it's up, and all the mulch is in. We do have some fencing that still needs to be put in place, but it is ready to use. We also have Just by way of announcement, too, I'm sure you guys have all seen the emails and everything. Our refugee family that we've been waiting for so long is in the parish house now. It's a family from a country named Eritrea over in Africa. And they're in the apartment. So we look forward to having you guys meet, having all of you meet them. So just be praying for them as they transition. Also, yesterday we had a bake sale in support of the playground. Like I just mentioned, the playground that's now ready to use. We decided to have a bake sale to help pay for that. It's a very expensive thing, as you all know. We raised $460 yesterday through a bake sale, and we saw many of you there. If you are still interested in helping out with that, today during the offering, if you want to, you can give to that. Just mark it off as the playground, and we can make that part of the fundraiser. Also, I want to remind you that, as I said, today we're having our musical right after worship service. We're going to be having a milk and cookies reception, so everybody's invited to stay right after the service. We're going to have cookies and milk down in the fellowship hall. Everybody's welcome to join us. Also, today is the first performance of the musical, but we have a second performance scheduled already on Tuesday, December 17th at 6 p.m. The kids are going to be redoing the musical for the second time at Oakleaf Manor Retirement Home, and anybody who wants to come to see that can come on out. So that'll be fun, you know, trying to pull it off in a different space and, you know, getting all that set up. All right, and poinsettia orders are due today. So you can put those orders in the plate, in the offering plate. The Advent schedule, looking ahead. Today, of course, is the musical. Christmas caroling is December 22nd. After worship and a light meal, we'll be going Christmas caroling. Tuesday the 24th at 6 p.m., Christmas Eve candlelight service. And just a reminder, on the 29th, we'll be having no Sunday school. So on the 29th Sunday, we'll just be having the worship service, and that's it. And of course, then, December 31st, Tuesday, the New Year's Eve covered dish meal. And that, I believe, is everything. All right. I think that's everything by way of announcements. Mike, you have something to announce?
So if the ushers come forth, we're going to have the greeting just a little bit later, but not yet. Dear Heavenly Father, we have so much to be thankful for, the most of which that you came to us and that you sent Jesus for us and to kind of straighten out our lives that we have really kind of messed up. And I thank you for that. We thank you that we have things to give. So in this time, we ask, Lord, that you would just bless that which we give back to you. And we ask that you use it to build your kingdom and for your glory. In Jesus' name, amen. And now for our Advent reading. I'll wait till you. Everyone get settled down here for a minute. Works. Okay. This is from the prophet Micah, chapter 5, 2 to 5. But you, Bethlehem Ephrathah, although you are small among the clans of Judah, out of you will come for me one who will be ruler over Israel, whose origins are from old, from ancient times. Therefore, Israel will be abandoned until the time when she who is in labor gives birth, and the rest of his brothers return to join the Israelites. He will stand and shepherd his flock in the strength of the Lord, in the majesty of the name of the Lord his God, and they will live securely, for then his greatness will reach to the ends of the earth, and he will be their peace.
I'm told this as an older man, any of you that need to go to the potty other than children, the musical lasts about 40 minutes. Greet one another now in Jesus' name.
I'm not sure.
"'Twas the week before Christmas, and all through the town, last-minute shoppers were running around.
But things were too quiet at Carmichael's store. He was grumpy and greedy, for he wanted more.
So out on our lot, we were selling our trees. To bring in more shoppers was part of his scheme.
Welcome to Jesse's Trees. Evergreens are for sale. Remember, every penny we make will buy presents for our special friends. I have no idea, but I do know we need to buy 10 more gifts for the children. We want everyone on the list to get a present tonight. Did you bring us a few more trees to sell?
Just a couple more. I'll go get them off my dad's truck. Lucas, could you give me a hand?
Sure, dude.
We want to win. Go. This tree's a beauty. She's gonna light up someone's living room really nice.
Oh my, that tree is gorgeous. It's perfect, Kika, don't you think? It looks stunning on my foyer.
I'm sure it will. What a cute puppy. That will be $25, ma'am.
Here's 30, dog. Keep the change.
Why, thank you, and Merry Christmas. And Jacob, thank you and your family for donating all these trees for us to sell.
You're welcome. Dad said he's happy he can help out. I mean, what a great cause to share the Christmas message tonight and bless those among us who are less fortunate. We wouldn't think of taking any money.
And Miss Carmichael, thank you for donating the
lots.
You picked out a Christmas tree yet?
No, I don't need.
Well, then pick one out. No charge at all.
Why, yes, that will be our way.
Achoo! God bless you.
Oh, thank you, Jacob. Anyway, Miss Carmichael, it is our way of saying thank you for donating
the lot. Just my lot. And no thanks for the tree. Christmas trees remind me.
What's the matter with that?
It doesn't matter. It's just me now, and it's perfect. A family of one.
Achoo! Gesundheit.
Thank you. I mean, don't be ashamed, Jacob.
If you got a home, young lady, keep your distance. This is no time for me to get sick, to change, to change. If you know what I mean.
Oh, that reminds me. Dad told me to tell you that the whole family is coming tonight for the pageant. Every member of the Jesse household will be there.
My mom's coming tonight. She missed Miss Go program because she had to work. But she's coming tonight. She'll be so surprised when she finds out I'm married. Miss Carmichael, will you be coming to our pageant? Oh, please come, I'm married.
What? No. I will be too busy in the store.
That's so sad. Miss Carmichael does not want a Christmas tree.
And she doesn't have a family?
Who doesn't have a family?
It's too bad she's not coming tonight. She could hear how she could be in God's family.
Yes, that's the good news of Christmas. Because of Jesus, we can all be a part of the family of God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Every day I love you more. Thank you, Jesus, that my name's been added to your family tree. I'm a part of God's great big family.
Jesus, thank you, Lord. Every day I love you more. Thank you, Jesus, that my name's been added to your family tree.
I sowed 2 more trees, and I got us a large tip after they saw me lift the tree up with one hand.
10, 20, oh my! With this money, we have enough to make 3 little girls very happy. Miss Carmichael, I need an Elsa doll, an Elsa costume, and an Elsa backpack.
I'll get those for...
Oh, Elsa's my favorite!
Let it go!
Enough of the song, girls. Let it go. Please. I'll go get those for you. Give me the money. Let it go.
Excuse me. Jote Benedica.
Grazia. Thank you, Jacob. Here's the money, Miss Carmichael. This should be enough. I really hope we sell enough trees to get all those gifts. I forgot about the bake sale. How's that going, girls?
It's going great. We've got gluten-free,
fat-free,
sugar-free,
and peanut-free.
Sounds flavor-free to me.
Anyway, you won't believe this. About 5 minutes ago, a guy started something. He said it was called pay it forward.
What's that mean?
Well, he wanted to pay it for the person's food behind him.
As a gift. And now that's what everybody's doing.
Anybody else want a sweet treat?
Yeah!
Lots of goodies here to eat. A healthy tree, lots of gravity. Parades and fun for those.
Cider.
And hot chocolate.
Come on and grab a cup.
This fruit cake, it weighs a ton.
Thank you, sir, but we'll have none. Angel food made gingerbread.
I'll take pumpkin pie instead.
I'll have a gluten-free brownie and sugar-free hot chocolate.
It's already been paid for.
Will we?
You want to pay it forward?
Sure.
This should cover it.
Cookies.
No charge.
Hey, is this a paid for thing?
Yep.
I want to do it too.
This should cover it.
Thank you, Merry Christmas. Here comes Mrs. Carmichael. I want to pay it forward for her treat. She'll be so surprised.
Thank you.
Carmichael, you've been working so hard. Aren't you kind of hungry? How about a sweet, yummy treat?
Any more toys?
Yes.
Dios te bendiga.
Gracias. Thank you, Jacob.
I scored some more. Here's the Casheroo. And Abigail, have you ever thought maybe you're allergic to, evergreens?
I'm beginning to think so. Anyway, Miss Carmichael, we have sold 3 more trees. So, could you get us a soccer ball, a football, and a baseball?
Money, please.
Mrs. Carmichael, you've been working so hard. Don't you think you need a treat?
No. I will eat sugar, gluten, and fat for you.
Perfect. You can have the fruit cake.
How much for the fruit cake?
Oh, it's already been paid for.
What?
It's a gift, Mrs. Carmichael. Don't you get it? Somebody paid it forward. Here you go. Here's your gluten, sugar, fat-free fruitcake. Enjoy, Mrs. Carmichael. And are you sure you don't want to come tonight?
She's married. No, at no. That manger scene keeps showing up every Christmas for whatever reason. I can't make any money off of that. I'll go get your toys.
Thank you, and Merry Christmas.
I'm going back to the story, young lady, but to be politically correct, it's Happy Holidays. We don't want to offend by our customers, or they won't buy from us.
Offend the customers? Well, what about offending God?
I guess she doesn't know Christmas is all about Jesus and his birth in the manger.
We've got to keep Christ in Christmas. I mean, after all, it's his birthday.
And parties to attend.
It's changing how busy we can get. Though sometimes it's easy to forget. Let's see Christ and Christmas forever celebrate.
Some say season's greetings are happy holidays, but sing and celebrate.
Yeah.
I sold two more trees. Glad I brought my guns. Smith and Wesson.
He's crazy.
We still need to buy a few more presents for tonight. How much money have we made at the bake sale, Gwen?
$32.
Oh, good. Now we can get that pink tricycle and the Legos. Lucas, would you run in and tell Miss Carmichael?
Sure. Legos and a tricycle.
A pink tricycle.
Pink? I'm not carrying around a pink tricycle.
Oh, I'm a pink.
Pardon me. Can you assist me, please?
At your service. What do you need?
Have any Douglas or Hemlock first.
I unloaded some this morning. Walk this way.
Oh, there you are, Jacob. I was wondering where you went.
I've been tying trees to trunks. It's been a very busy day.
Hey, I have a question about Christmas trees. Why do we decorate them anyway?
I can answer that one. My family has been growing evergreens for 3 generations. First of all, evergreens are the only trees that stay green all year long. It reminds me of the everlasting life we can have in Jesus.
And a tree points up to heaven. That's why we put a star on top.
And if you decorate a Jesse tree, like my family does, you can hang ornaments on it that remind you of the events in the Bible from creation to Christ's birth. Oh, and one more thing. I almost forgot. We hang our Jesse tree upside down.
What? Upside down? Why would you do that?
Because it points down. Jesus came to earth for us. My dad always says, our Christmas gift from God was not under a tree, but on a tree.
I just thought of something. Jesus paid it forward for us.
I like that. Yes, Jesus did pay it forward for us.
Hey, I know a song about a Christmas tree. It goes like this.
We know that one.
Oh, Christmas tree, oh, Christmas tree.
Oh, I can top that. Hit it, Jacob, boys. Like an evergreen, I'm alive in you, everlasting life, making all things new. Like an evergreen, reaching to the sky, lifting hands in praise to my Lord on high.
Everlasting love.
That's me. I'm Carly. You know, the one who's going to play Mary.
Well, my mother called me on my private phone.
She did? She's coming to see me, Pete?
Well, she's going to be late. Somebody down at City Hall needs her attention.
What?
I don't take messages.
Not again.
I'm sure she'll make it.
Have a sweet, Abigail.
Thank you. I mean, merci beaucoup, Jacob. Carly, if your mama doesn't make it, I am sure that Miss Carmichael can always video it for you.
No, I never agreed to do that. I will be busy selling in the store. You know what I always say?
Money doesn't grow on trees.
I don't think she's allergic to evergreens. I think she's allergic to Mrs. Evergreen.
Miss Carmichael, can I ask you a question? You have on a very unusual perfume. What is it called?
Oh, you like?
No.
Well, I have one for you. It's called Mula Amor Masnada.
There it is.
Mula Amor.
Any more toys?
Yes, we have just enough for the Ken and
Barbie Deluxe Christmas Cottage and the Hot Wheels racing car and, hold on one moment, let me see my checklist. Oh my goodness, we'll be done. Every child will get a gift. Yay!
We need to finish wrapping all of these presents. Girls, can you help me?
Sure.
I can't wait to see the children's
faces tonight when they get their gifts. It feels so good to give, doesn't it, Jacob?
Yes, it does. And when I think how God gave us his only son, it makes me want to give all I can. In Jesus' name.
The Father had a plan before he ever took a breath, that he would send his only Son to die in sinners' death.
Emmanuel, our God with us, Jesus took our place, and out of his redeeming love, he showed amazing grace.
This Christmas season, use me, Lord, to give to those in need. A helping hand, a gentle word, so they see you in me.
I'll give my time and treasures, and my talents too. I want your love to flow through me, like everything I do. Lord, you paid it forward, yeah, 'cause you're looking forward to spending all eternity with me.
Lord, you paid it forward, and now I'm looking forward to loving others like you, you loved me.
Guys, it's almost time for the pageant! And here comes our special friend!
And the police!
Excuse me, is there a Mrs. Carmichael here?
That would be me. What's it all about?
We're here from City Hall and we're shutting you down.
What?
Miss, you cannot use this area out front without a proper permit.
And I'm afraid you do not have one. What? I never heard of such a thing before.
I'm sorry, pack it up, kids. We have our orders.
No!
You heard him.
Wait!
Mommy, you made it! But now there's no pageant.
We have our orders.
I would have been here sooner, but while I was at work today, I overheard they were going to shut you down, Miss Carmichael.
They can't shut me down the weekend before Christmas.
We have our orders.
Now wait a minute. Look. I pulled some strings. And here, Miss Carmichael, you're back in business.
Yeah!
We'll be the judge of that. It's clear. You are back in business.
Yay!
Mama, you paid it forward for Mrs. Carmichael.
Why, yes, you did. Why would you do something like that for me?
Because that's what Christmas is all about, loving one another like Jesus loved us.
Mrs. Carmichael, did I make you ask Mary in the major pageant?
Exactly.
You are?
Yes, I am. I've got to run. Wardrobe.
Flocks were sleeping, shepherds keeping, as they watched their flocks by night. Shout the glory, heard the story, silence filled with heaven's light.
Firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloth and placed him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks by night. Suddenly, an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and they were afraid. But fear not, the angel said to them, for I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born.
He is Christ the Lord.
God so loved.
Well, he's not a baby anymore. He's the Savior of the world, and he is Lord of all.
It's simple. God's only son, Jesus, paid it forward with his very life. We just have to accept his free gift.
And you can be part of the family of God, too.
Yes, but...
Miss Carmichael, you might want that Christmas tree after all.
Lady, it's a free gift.
Yes, I would. And to show my appreciation to you all, my new family, go and
you got what's called a standing ovation. That means everybody loved it. You did a super job. And we're going to have some treats for everybody downstairs. And I'm going to take a line from one of you who said this during the musical. Is what the angel said to the shepherd. Suddenly there was with a multitude of the heavenly host and the angels praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and in the highest heaven, and peace on earth to people he favors." Thank you, kids. Great job. God bless you all. Very enthusiastic. You're all welcome to go downstairs. Bless you all.